Tuna, let me see that picture again. Dan, who knew that all along you were the kid from Modern Family? What's his name? Manny?
Oh, little Manny. All along, Manny. Yeah.
Basically, any pudgy Hispanic character on television is possibly Dan, we've realized. Hurley
Welcome
from
to
Lost.
Highly Questionable. We've got a motley crew of jerks around here. Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, and L. Duncan. Let's get started.
Does NASCAR deserve any credit for finally banning the Confederate flag?
If I were searching the globe for a petri dish of progress, I don't think that very high on my list would be NASCAR. But I will leave the important social commentary to our distinguished panel. All I want to do here is point out that there is a NASCAR truck driver who is 50 years old, who has never won a race, who has decided that the hill he's going to die on is he will never race again if he's not allowed to keep his Confederate flag. That's funny by itself, but this makes it funnier. His name, which I did not know until today, is Ray Ciccarelli, which, if you say really fast, is racist Sorelli. So that's where we are in NASCAR today.
I love that. Yeah, I don't think they deserve credit. I mean, I think this is shocking, but it also feels like a make good from when they kowtowed to their fan base years ago when they asked after the Charleston massacre for people to not bring the Confederate flag to the racing track. And the fans said, no, we're going to bring it anyway. And they said, all right, that's cool. I do think it's surprising that they responded to the one black prominent driver in all of NASCAR's request to ban them. I think about my father, who's been a lifelong NASCAR fan and would never step foot at a race because, as he put it, he would feel as unwelcome there as he felt when he integrated public schools in middle school. But yeah, I think that this is one of those situations where at the end of the day, they looked at the financials and said, we've got one of the oldest fan bases. Ratings are incredibly low. And if we are going to usher any type of new fan base or the next generation, then we're going to have to appeal to his now a more socially conscious fan base. And that would be the younger demographic. So I still think they looked at the financials and said, we can get rid of this flag and it won't affect our bottom line.
Well, that's exactly it, though. I mean, the reason I am less cynical day by day is simply because I realize that capitalism's invisible hand, so to speak, is kind of shoving everybody towards progress. Now, do they deserve credit for it? Well, something can be like insanely overdue, but still awe-inspiring. If you asked me last week, like, what would NASCAR look like in 2120? I'd say probably like Transformer robots and Confederate flags. I'd assume that that would still be there in the future. But the fact that they are seeing that the money is on the side of getting rid of the flag that represents, oh, I don't know, over 600,000 American deaths, like more by some estimations than all the other wars America has fought in ever, that seems to be both overdue, but also finally, thankfully, pretty sensible.
It's never too late to do the right thing. It is too late to be praised for it. I mean, we know why NASCAR has dragged their feet on this for so long. For years, they were afraid of angering a vocal segment of their fan base that would come out and say, heritage, not hate. But that phrase is a lie. I mean, we know what the heritage of the flag is, and it is hate. Inevitably, people come forward and they say, no, it's an innocuous symbol. It's about commemorating our ancestors who died during the war. It wasn't even used for decades after the Civil War. The Confederate flag largely reemerged in the middle of the 20th century when it was embraced by Southern politicians who were fighting the civil rights movement, by segregationists who did not want black children in schools, by hate groups, by a white man who went into a black church and murdered people. That is the heritage of the Confederate flag. NASCAR knows that. This has not been a secret. They have the internet. This has been fully in the news for years now. But for years, they were afraid. So no, I don't think they deserve praise. I think the only person who deserves praise in this situation is Bubba Wallace, who had the bravery to come forward and take a stand. And if you don't think it took courage, look at his Twitter mentions.
But it does seem to signify that something is moving beneath our feet. I mean, if you are any organization out there that has, I don't know, held private meetings about what to do about your slogans and mottos, like, I don't know, a certain football team in Washington, you're probably, I don't know, slinking real low in your chair at this moment as America has this conversation.
Pablo, the Boston Red Sox released a statement I never thought I'd see in my lifetime with their long history of denying black athletes who have told you that Boston is not progressive. The Red Sox are out here volunteering that they had seven racial slurs uttered at their ballpark last year, and those are only the ones they knew about. So some things are changing here. I do wonder, though, and I know we talked a little bit about this yesterday, what it's going to take more than a pandemic, an apocalypse, and it seeming like freedom is falling apart for Colin Kaepernick to get back into the league as we talk about NASCAR being less racist.
I do love that the one driver, right, who saw fit to speak out on this and quit was a chronic loser, which is, of course, fitting, right? Because he's defending the flag of the side that lost, which is something I don't understand about all of this, why people want to continually trot out the fact that they took an L. It would be like L if your beloved Falcons hung up a 28-3 flag and waved it proudly every day.
Or, Mina, as if your beloved Seahawks put up a statue of Malcolm Butler and said, "We are so glad that this happened to us. You should have run the ball."
Can we just roll that real quick, actually? Can we just do it?
No! Get her with it.
Coming up next on my Soul's TV show.
And they're taking it away. Wow. I don't know how they're doing this, whether they're breaking the contract or what.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of Happy Hour.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Did Jerry Richardson's statue make a smooth getaway?
All right, listen to the backstory on some of this, because one of the great things to view if you're a voyeur is rich people fighting over petty things. And so the new owner of the Panthers was not allowed contractually to move one of the greatest statues in the history of remembering things, because you're talking about Jerry Richardson looking regal and ego bloated in a suit with two giant panthers with giant testicles. And so this was giving off a great deal of strength in front of their stadium, and now it's being removed. Look at this. It's being removed. You can see here that we do have a crane powerful enough to remove a Panther's giant testicles, and also the former owner of the Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, lost his franchise slinking away very quietly because some things were creeping up on him that were unpleasant. I don't know how that happened quietly. And they're taking it away.
Wow.
I don't know how they're doing this, whether they're breaking the contract or what, but Jerry Richardson says it doesn't actually mean that much to him. So one of the great statues of all time, gone.
Forgot that he was awkwardly holding a football as well. It looks like he's like waiting for someone to take the handoff. This story is both serious and incredibly hilarious. It's serious because of what, Dan, you alluded to at the end, the things that were creeping up on him. The reason why Jerry Richardson was basically forced to sell his team was because he was accused by multiple people of sexually harassing multiple women, of directing a racial slur at an employee. The NFL investigated this. They fined him millions of dollars. They did not reveal the details of their findings, which I believe was a mistake. And that is why, frankly, he's gone. Now, it's hilarious because he looks like he's returning to his home planet. It's like one of those games at an arcade, right? The ones that always seem rigged where there's a giant claw and you're trying to get a stuffed animal. Only imagine being that person, reaching down, going for the panther, and then coming up with a Jerry Richardson.
It's also hilarious, though, because Jerry Richardson is still alive. Like, the guy had a statue made while he was still alive. But then you add in the fact that, okay, Jerry Richardson to me has always looked like the old man from the Pixar movie Up. Maybe you guys can throw that on the screen at some point. They look a lot like each other. I did not expect for him to fulfill the plot of the actual movie and then go floating away into the sky. That's just incredible to me.
Yeah, shocker. I spent a lot of time in drama in middle and high school, and this sort of reminded me of like a middle school production of Peter Pan, where like so clearly safety is important, yes. So they harness the hell out of the kid, and they're like, away he goes! And he slowly flies into the air. Dan, as I understand it, the reason they were allowed to get rid of the statue, despite the fact that they were contractually obligated to keep it, was if it became a public safety hazard. So I love the fact that Tepper, who obviously did not want this, like who wants to move into a new house and see the old owner's wedding pictures on the wall? I love the fact that he was like, this is our opportunity in a state where literally at the state capitol, there is actually a Confederate statue. They were like, let's just say we're concerned protesters are going to like do something to this and hurt themselves, and let's get it the hell out of here. How opportunistic.
Yes, nice.
David point. Tepper, who famously has a pair of brass testicles on his own desk. This is literally a you-know-what measuring contest playing out in real life.
Wait a minute. Does that then mean that instead of those Panthers testicles, we can get David Tepper's giant brass testicles instead?
Let's do
change.
That.
Change. We can believe in.
You show us, owner, who really has the bigger ego.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of happy hour. Do you question who deserves more credit, the guy or the big pointy rock?
Okay, wow. When big pointy rocks are involved, it usually means that we are headed towards something that is going to feel suspiciously like an impaling of some sort. That is foreshadowing for what?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wait. Ooh.
Yeah.
Only his fingers.
This is a pleasant surprise.
Ouch.
I mean, I keep waiting for something terrible to happen. But no.
What abandoned riverbed is he in?
There's so many rocks behind him.
If you notice, if you look very closely, you'll see that under like the bricks and the rocks, there's already a blood mark on the rock. So I'm wondering, ooh, like what poor intern had to sacrifice his knuckles in order to make a TikTok video? Or did this dude just get better at this over time?
You know what I find shocking? That Pablo and I are seeing this for the first time right now. Typically, if there's an act of Asian athleticism in the universe, we have sent it to each other. We have had a dialogue about it. We have amplified it. But I'm seeing this now.
I just want everybody to know that if this sports media thing does not work out, I am buying a robe, finding a rock pile, and becoming a TikTok superstar. That guy has my career.
Sunday night on ESPN. Long Gone Summer.
I saw the trailer to this and I burst out laughing in the middle of it because I was asking myself with all of the tapestry they were weaving, is anyone going to say the word steroids? Are they? And it wasn't there. And then at the very end, Bob Costa says, but there was a price to pay. That's all he gave us. There was a price to pay. So let's check out here some of this without the steroids being mentioned.
What's baseball media?
It's in my blood. It's my life.
I was just happy to be there.
Records in baseball matter.
Who gonna finish first?
I believe I was putting on the 13th home run.
Chicago, St. Louis, two arch rivals in baseball.
What a show these guys are putting on.
It was a feel-good thing throughout the country. In retrospect, there was a price to pay for it.
It's going to be interesting, though. It was a crazy time. Mina, are you intrigued? And by the way, I miss steroids. I know it's a shocking thing to say, but I'd be watching more baseball if there were still steroids in it. Mina, are you intrigued?
I miss steroids, Dan. Incredible take to just slide in there at the last second.
I do. You do, too. We all do. We all miss steroids.
Same. I did, but I didn't know it at the time because I vividly remember the day when Mark McGwire broke the record. Dan, I was 13 years old. I turned 13 that very day, and it was honestly a thrill to me. So I am excited to watch this and relive some of those precious, untainted childhood memories.
Wow, you really made this story about you there, Mina. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued because watching that trailer reminded me that Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were also a human version of that clip art handshake about ending racism. Like, that was a big part of it, and so I welcome that back into my life. My solution, though, in case steroids is not mentioned sufficiently, can we just get Jose Canseco to live tweet this? Can we just do that? Because that guy would have all sorts of thoughts about all of the things that we actually do want to hear about.
Also not pictured there, and I think it's worth revisiting. They can throw up the video. Sammy Sosa hit a home run and ran around the bases with a tiny American flag.
That's
it
right.
Was a glorious, glorious time. Elle, are you intrigued?
It seems like I'm actually tearing up watching that video. It's really just an unfortunate allergy attack that's hitting me at the end of the show. But whenever someone, you know, gives me, especially a younger person, because I'm a lifelong, I played baseball my whole life. I loved baseball my whole life. And whenever they give me the baseball's boring, I always hearken back to 1998 and how captivating it was and how the entire nation collectively were always watching those two go at it. And then, of course, they inevitably hit me with the, so are you advocating for the dudes to just roid up and we could have that again? And I'm like, the answer is yes, Dan, you're right. We all want them to just roid up and buckle in.
We're out of time. Get more Elle Duncan on SportsCenter. Get more Gasbag Mina on First Take tomorrow. And Pablo Torre, Outside the Lines. He's been working for many, many months on something that will appear on your screen for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm also on Outside the Lines.
Let me have this.
What violently jerked my head to the right was that I think I hear the slightest scream of my daughter waking up from her nap saying,
oh,
Mommy, please come get me.
All right, well, get her out of here. Let's go. Get her out of here.
I'm ignoring her. No, I'm just ignoring her.
Yeah, I've ignored my daughter for like 3 hours, though. I mean, come on.
Right.